Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Hard as it is to believe, it will soon be tax time again, and that's a dreaded time for everybody. But there is a little-known benefit provided by the IRS that not enough people are taking advantage of. Here to talk about it is Catherine Collinson, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, let's get into it. What is that wonderful benefit that I think only one in four tax filers even know about?
The Savers Credit is a tax credit that is available to low to moderate income workers who save for retirement in a qualified plan such as a 401k, 403b, or in an IRA. It literally pays to save for retirement.
So let's get into the details, Catherine. How does it work? And more importantly, how do people take advantage of it?
The Savers Credit is a tax credit that can be applied to a worker's contributions to their 401k or similar plan or IRA. It's applied to the first $2,000 of contributions, and it can amount into a tax credit that is a full-on reduction of your tax bill by up to $1,000 for single filers and up to $2,000 for married couples. Now, one thing that is really important that we find in our research, most people confuse the Savers Credit with the benefits of tax-deferred savings in a 401k or traditional IRA. The reality is the Savers Credit is in addition to the benefit of tax-deferred savings. Some people just don't believe it because it sounds too good to be true. However, it's true.
Well, that's an important distinction. So essentially, it is the IRS incentivizing to actually save for retirement. So who's really eligible for this?
There are income eligibility limits for single filers. In 2015, the adjusted income limit is $30,500. That increases to $30,750 in 2016. For those married and filing a joint return, the adjusted income limit for 2015 is $61,000, and then that increases to $61,500 in 2016. One point that I should make is the Savers Credit is not available for somebody who is a full-time student or a dependent on another person's tax return.
Now we know who can apply for it, but let's talk about how people can claim the Savers Credit.
The IRS has a tax filing program. It's called Free File. And the reason it's called Free File is they offer online automated tax preparation services that are free to people who meet certain income eligibility requirements, which are very, very similar to that of Savers Credit eligibility. So that's a great way to do it. The other thing is you must use one of the long forms. You cannot use the 1040 EZ form. And that's something I always like to emphasize because many people who are eligible for the Savers Credit may go straight to the 1040 EZ form. However, it's not available on that form. Be sure to use the form 1040, the 1040A, or the 1040NR.
Great. Catherine, thanks for these insights. And again, those interested and those eligible can find out all they need to know about the Savers Credit at transamericacenter.org. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.